talking today with Terry Dietrich from American Farmers and Ranchers. And Terry, let's talk a little bit about this meeting first of all before we maybe go to some other things that you're involved in right now with AFR. Cattle industry meeting and trade show going on this week. Cattlemen's Beef Board is a part of that, and you represent Oklahoma as one of our board members from the state of Oklahoma for on this dollar checkoff board.
I do, Ron, and it's a real honor to be able to. It's something that I think is very vital to the industry. Of course, in the last year, I guess, there's been quite a little bit of news about some disharmony between CBB, NCBA, the Federation of State Beef Councils, and some of the finances and so on. But I'm pleased to read the final reports that that's been worked out. And it appears that a good accountability system has been put into place. And it's time for us to quit pointing fingers at each other. That seems to be a plague that's across the nation today. But we need to quit pointing fingers at each other, and we need to get on down the road with some harmony and all of us in the same harness working together.
Some of the priorities in your mind, in other words, you're going to be obviously looking at programs that are that were funded this last year and that have started in the current fiscal year, and even thinking about the next fiscal year a little bit. What are some things that you're especially pleased about or wanting to know, you know, a little bit more about at this meeting?
Well, of course, we have different committees that are responsible for a lot of the different programs, and they make requests. And those are reviewed by committees, put out by to larger groups, and it's working real well. However, I think one of the concerns is that there's a lot of these programs that extend over multiple years. And that's one of the reasons why I've always been very definitely opposed to an automatic referendum every 5 years on any checkoff. I like the soybean approach that if 10% of your growers will go in and say we want a referendum vote, then it comes up for a referendum vote. But these people have to plan way in advance. A lot of these research projects take several years to be able to really accomplish. And if there's uncertainty about financing of those spread out over a series of years, then we're going to miss out on a lot of very valuable research that we need to do. And one of the important things is that we as producers continue to fund these. If we don't fund the promotions and if we don't fund the research, we're not going to like the ones that do. They're going to be the people with the big handle on us and the big gun, and those are not the ones that we need in charge of our industry. So as producers, we've got to stay involved. We've got to promote our own product. We've got to do our own research, and then we own it, and we can use it.
Right. One of the things that's been talked about a great deal, both within the beef board, from a theoretical point of view, I know that they obviously can't lobby, to make direct recommendations to Congress and whatnot, but a lot of talk within the industry about the need for more revenue going to that, maybe that second dollar or some percentage to try to have enough money to do some of these things.
You're exactly right. The dollar that we passed in 1985 is just a drop in the bucket today on the dollars that we need to continue to do research projects. However, I've said from the very beginning, when I first came on the CBB board, which is a federal appointment, I was asked by some of the people already here, what do you think about the checkoff? My comment has been and still is, we've got to sell our producers on the value of what we're doing right now with the dollar before we ask for another one. And it is extremely valuable. I think every dollar, I believe OSU just did some research, every dollar spent on research returns a minimum of $12 to the industry that the research is done in. Tremendous returns. And boy, we all know the competitive world that we live in today, and we can't continue to give over market share to chicken McNuggets and other things, and I'm not saying that derogatorily about any of the others. they've just outperformed us on some of the research that they've done for consumers. And that's what it's all about. It's all about consumers.
Now, you and I have talked before about the international trade aspects, and that has to be one of the things you've got to be most pleased. It seems like it's such a bright spot in 2010.
It certainly is a bright spot, and we need to realize that one of the reasons why it's easier for us to export today, of course, number one, there's a drastic shortage of beef cows and the beef herd. The numbers are way down. I believe I saw the other day they're lowest in about 60 years, I believe. But when we export, our dollar is weaker than it has been. That means if we have a dollar weaker than some foreign country, it will be easy to export to them because they can buy a dollar's worth of our beef for less than a dollar of their currency. Consequently, it enhances the sale and it makes us a good deal. It's just like us going somewhere to buy something and they offer a 10 or 20% discount. It's more attractive for us to buy it. Well, because of the weakness of our dollar, there's a discount on the foreign for foreign countries to buy our beef. However, how much good is it in our economy to have a weak dollar? So there's some countervailing effects there, but hopefully our dollar will not get much weaker. Hopefully we're in a spot where we can continue to be extremely competitive, and with the drastic decrease in numbers of beef, there should be a bright future for beef production for some years to come, because we can't just we can't increase those numbers overnight like some of the other protein producers.
Visiting with Terry Dietrich, one of the Cattlemen's Beef Board members from the visit with Terry Dietrich of Ames, Oklahoma, one of the Cattlemen's Beef Board members representing our state. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.